Welcome, everyone. This is another special episode of Brunswick Group Therapy, and we are back at the Bat Studios with my cohort, Lucas.
Hi.
And joining us today, school board member Mary Weinhauer. She's here to answer all your questions about the levy. We've been asking you guys for the last couple of weeks for your questions, so we have them here, and we're going to fire them away at Mary here.
Thanks.
Before we start,
I'll do my best.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about how long you've been on the school board?
Sure. I have been a member of the school board for a little over 6 years. So I'm in my second term, like halfway through my second term.
Okay, great.
You forgot to talk about how much you like it and how much.
I do like it.
You do like it. I know. I'm just
really
teasing.
I really do like it, especially when I get to spend time in the classroom. So that's the best.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
So let's just jump right into it.
Okay.
People have a lot of questions, and we need to clarify some things and inform people of stuff. So Lucas and I were reviewing these questions, and we keep seeing the words emergency levy.
Right.
We see it a lot. And can you define emergency levy for us as we go forward through this that may make a little bit more sense? Because I don't think it's what even I thought originally an emergency levy was. So
right.
Tell us, define it for us.
It's a horrible way to name these levies. Horrible. Nothing is on fire. There is no emergency. The state chooses that name. We didn't get to choose it. We would not have chosen that name. All it means is that it is for a fixed dollar amount for a fixed, a finite time period. So for issue six, that would be $3.2 million per year for 10 years. That's it. That's the emergency. It's not an emergency. And then when you add for issue six, this is an emergency renewal levy. Mm-hmm. So that's another term that people are kind of struggling with. This is a renewal of a levy that was passed in 1994, originally passed for new money in 1994. And so at that time, it raised $3.2 million for the school district every year, and it has been renewed multiple times over the past 30 years. So now it's up for renewal again, and we're asking the voters to continue this levy.
Got it.
Great. So I read in one of the comments of the questions that because it's a renewal, it's protected against certain things that at some point in time, there was a change in how levies
yes.
operate. And if it's renewed now, there's some savings or things that would be different if we didn't renew it and then we asked for it again later. Could you explain that?
Correct. So we have, this levy is going to lapse. Like the time period for that we voters approved it for is about to come up. If we don't renew this levy within this calendar year, we will lose a 12.5% state tax credit. On your tax bill, you'll see a line item, and it may be lumped in with other tax credits, but they're on your bill, you do see tax credits. One of those credits is this, for this levy. So anything that was passed, any levy that was passed for new money before November of 2013, which obviously this was 1994, this qualifies. Homeowners, not business owners, unfortunately, but homeowners get a 12.5% tax credit back for what they pay for this particular levy.
Okay.
If we don't pass it, we will lose that tax credit because the levy itself will have lapsed.
And then any levy after 2013 would not have any
correct
credits. Okay.
I didn't know that.
I did not either.
So we'll be paying more as taxpayers. We'll be paying more. You know, that $3.2 million, we don't ask for money unless we need the money, mm-hmm. right? It's built into our budget. It's about 4% of our budget. So eventually, we're going to have to ask to fill that void of that $3.2 million or $32 million over 10 years. So if we were to do that, we would be paying more as taxpayers to make up that same amount of $3.2 million.
Okay.
Right. So what was this levy specifically originally? What was it for? And is it still being used for the same thing once it's renewed?
Yes, so that's part of the renewal. We can't renew a levy unless we're using it for the same thing. And it was originally passed for operational dollars. You know, it pays things like our salaries. That's the biggest thing that it pays, because we're a service organization, right? So we pay people to provide a service. Really important service, by the way. So it pays salaries, it pays for electricity, it pays for HVAC, it pays for supplies, it pays for our curriculum. It's vital to running the district. It's sure. literally the operational dollars that we use.
Sure. Next one, what do you got?
Yeah, and obviously, because of the price of inflation, the need isn't going to go down unless certain things happen, and you know, you're always going to need that money going forward, I feel.
Right.
What are the plans for economic recession? Funds have shifted to more overhead administration with higher salaries. The value in the schools is the teachers. Are you planning to reduce overhead?
Okay, so what are the plans for economic recession? So we have really, really smart people, way smarter than I am, who really do run this district. And our treasurer's department has received multiple awards year after year after year as being the best of the best in the state of Ohio at handling public funds. Part of that job is to create a five-year forecast, which is readily available to the public. You know, right?
You've seen it.
I pulled it. Yep. It's on our website, so please go ahead and look at it. That is our plan for recession, right? Mm-hmm. That shows what we're going to do with our budget, that we, you know, what our plans are, but also where we would go should something happen. Mm-hmm. And another piece of that is, and people don't like to hear this, but a reserve, right? We have a cash reserve on hand that is necessary in case of emergency, like a recession or like a government shutdown. If the state decided, hey, we're shutting down, we're halting all payments, we can still pay our employees because we have that cash reserve.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And I think when I reviewed that, there were some lines in there that you planned on spending less on over the next year or two. And then,
we're always looking for ways to save money, always.
So continuing with money, mm-hmm. This question is, how much money will Brunswick Schools receive from the state lottery?
Oh my goodness. You'd be surprised at how often I get this question. I don't like, you remember, you know what a shell game is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I think of when I think about this question. So I think it was about 50 years ago is when this started, when the public was sold on this idea of a lottery funding schools. Yes, we do get money from the lottery, but it is not separated as a line item that comes from the money from the state. So 50 years ago when this was implemented, I would be willing to bet that there was no bump in the amount of money that came from the state. It was just sort of shifted. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? So we do get, technically we do get money from the state, but we still get the same amount of money
from
the state.
From 50 years ago?
Well, not from 50 years ago, but from their budget.
Got
right?
it. Okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of offset.
I see. So you get money from the lottery, but the state doesn't give any more. They just give their less portion.
Correct.
I understand.
Got it.
I wish I understood better.
But it answers the question. That's what we're here for. So,
this question was, and I think you already answered it, but is this the renewal levy in issue 6? If so, it is strange that it is still an emergency dating back to 2009.
Right. So, like we said, nothing is on fire. It is not an emergency. It's just that it's that fixed amount, which, you know, it's $3.2 million. Isn't that easier to understand as a taxpayer than, well, it's going to cost you maybe this much. We're telling you flat out, it's $3.2 million. And like we talked about before, it was $3.2 million back in 94. Mm-hmm. Think that's 30 years of economic development and growth in our city. So there were fewer homes, fewer businesses that were paying that $3.2 million
30 years ago. Now we're all paying a little bit less because there are so many more houses and so many more businesses.
So I think that's really important for us to get out there and to reiterate is the fact that it's not an increase.
Not an increase.
If anything, you're paying less now for this levy than you were when it was first passed 30 years ago, because you're sharing that with other, all the new houses that have come in,
right,
and all that.
And back at the beginning, it was still 3.2 million, and it's still 3.2 million. It doesn't go up or down how much the school receives based on, you know, home cost or home
property valuations. Yeah. Right, those fluctuate, but this will always be the 3.2 million.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So next question is, why do we need this renewal when we were sold on the new centralized middle school saving operational costs?
Sure, so the middle school, condensing into from three to one middle school, saved us money, but it did not save us $3.2 million per year. So think about our, like I talked about, we're a service industry, right? Mm-hmm. The bulk of our funds, the bulk of what we as taxpayers pay to the city of the Brunswick City School District, 84% of that, approximately, goes to salaries and benefits for our employees. So every dollar that you give us, 84 cents of it goes right back to our employees.
Wow.
Well, it should, right?
Yeah,
because
it should.
We're a service. Right. They're providing that service for our students.
Right. Sure.
So when you look at 84%, that's pretty fixed because we still had the same number of students that went from three middle schools to one. Mm-hmm. We still needed the same number of staff members to help those students for the most part, right? Mm-hmm. So we didn't have any cuts there. Where we could cut were our utilities, our HVAC. We've become, you know, much more efficient in that, but that's still only that 16% sliver of our budget where there was any wiggle room to cut. Mm-hmm. And it's not $3.2 million. So where you see the cost savings in those, in that consolidation is that, and unfortunately, the way that that schools are funded in the state of Ohio, we get a sliver of our budget from the federal government. We get about 40% of our budget from the state, and then 60% of it falls on local taxpayers, right? So
until Ohio does something different.
Until Ohio does something different, we're still going to have to fund that 60%.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So the savings from that will really come in us as a school board stretching the time period that we have to, that we would have to come back to voters for new money. Does that make sense?
Yeah. When do you expect to come back?
So,
because some people are like, didn't we just do this?
Yeah, we did. And these wrinkles are from this. So ballot fatigue is a real thing. You know, we don't really want to be on the ballot any more than we have to. It's kind of multiple facets to this, right? The city of Brunswick doesn't really love the idea of continuous levies. And those would be on, and this, you'd vote on a certain millage and it would be in perpetuity forever, mm-hmm. right? That doesn't sound really good to me.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yes. So that's why we do the renewals, right? Because it's a checks and balances for our voters, mm-hmm. right? It's a lot more work for people like me, but it is worth it because it allows our voters to say, okay, yep, they're still being good fiscal stewards with my money, and so I will renew this one. When we're going to be next on the ballot, the next scheduled time would be 2028, mm-hmm. and it would be for a renewal, not for new money, but again, not raising taxes in a renewal. You're just
extending.
Saying, okay, yep, you're doing a good job. I want to clarify that we get 40% of our budget from the state, and at any moment, the state could come in and say, ooh,
we're going to change things up. You're not making that much money anymore. We're not giving you that much money anymore. So we always want to be really careful saying we're not coming back to you for new money.
Right.
Sure. We don't have complete control over that, right? Or the state could pass new mandates that are unfunded that we now have to really work hard to find the funds to manage. So
it's got to be a better way. But yeah. Until then.
All right. I wonder how other states do it. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
Here's a question. What will happen if the renewal does not pass and fails?
Sure. Could I just clarify all of these statements coming forward as not a threat?
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. You're laughing. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Right.
Anytime I talk about things that could happen if we don't fund things, right. I get... You're threatening me. No, I'm not. You asked me the question. I'm just answering.
Right. I mean, obviously, with less money, things have to happen. You know, if you know, my family pulls in less money, maybe I stop going to Dunkin' or Human Bean. Or
right. Yeah. So, Lucas, you really just answered the question, right? So, if this renewal doesn't pass within this calendar year, first thing that happens is we're going to lose a year of collections. So we're out $3.2 million. That's planned in our five-year forecast in our budget right now. The second thing is we're going to, as taxpayers, as homeowners, we're going to lose that 12.5% tax credit that we just talked about. That bothers me because anytime that I can get my state tax money back into my community, I want to do it. You know, I mean, let's not even get started on the $60 million that we've gotten from the state for new buildings. That's unheard of. No other district has gotten that. And then that 4% of our budget, right? If we have to operate without it, then that's when we start talking about, and we get into this cycle of the tighten your belt conundrum. We are a service. We provide a service. We pay people to provide those services. If you tell me that we're spending too much, you've got to tighten your belt, then I have to find a place to tighten. And we run a lean ship as it is. If you talk to Mr. Papera, our treasurer, sometimes his like a little vein starts popping here when we talk about these things because he's got a harder job than a lot of other treasurers.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Because we are, Brunswick runs a lean ship. We don't carry a huge cash balance that we can tap into. I mean, I'm not throwing other districts under the bus. That's just the way that their community wants to do it. It's never been the way in Brunswick. Mm-hmm. So we don't have much to supplement. $32 million over 3 years, or I mean, I'm sorry, over 2 years, 10 years. That's a lot of money. You know, we would have to make some cuts or come back to the district, to the voters for new money sooner.
Yeah, so much for not seeing you till 2028, right?
Okay.
that would just, you know, we would lose that then.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of already answered this one already, but
okay. It's
one of the ones asked, and we said that we would ask everything. So why is this a renewal of an emergency levy? Is the emergency over from years ago? So we kind of explained that in the very beginning, what an emergency levy is, that it's not an emergency, like, oh my gosh, the building's on fire, I think
right.
is what you said.
Right.
So it's just the state's way of avoiding it on the ballot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
they don't do us any favors with that.
I think
word.
We should write them and say we would like it changed to fixed levy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or fixed tenure levy. I don't
How know about write them and say let's
emergency
come up with another.
Sounds serious.
It does.
I
mean,
it does sound.
It's important.
It's important.
I mean, how about important levy?
Yes.
Yeah,
important
right.
levy.
Yeah. No, it does put a different connotation on it that you know.
And
oh my gosh,
the, right.
oh
and,
my gosh.
And we have to battle these things.
Yeah, so I'm glad we could clear that up today. So
right.
What else you got?
This one, this one's a long one. Thank you for giving it to me.
You're welcome.
Medina City School District has a similar student population to Brunswick. Last fiscal year, Medina operated on close to 9 million less than Brunswick while producing better test scores. This levy has been in place for 2 decades, but we still lag behind despite having nearly 1,500 in additional funding per student. How will these additional requested funds be better utilized than before to produce results as the current track record can only be described as underperformance?
Whew. Yikes.
Good question. I mean, it's a good thought out.
Well,
you know. Except they aren't additional funds, though.
Let me just break it down, okay? And I'm going to use my notes on this because I want to get to each part of that question. That was a long question. So the first thing, let's dispel some myths that were written here. I'm not sure where this person got their data, but I went data digging, as you know, you can respect that, right? You're a data person yourself. So let's talk about the spending. According to the Ohio Department of Education, and you, anyone who's watching can go to their website and pull all of this data. It's very easy under the report cards. The state average per pupil, state average, is $11,916. So the state average, how much money each district spends per pupil, $11,916. Medina is above that at $12,977. I'm not throwing Medina under the bus here, right? They're doing their thing and they're doing a good job of educating kids. Brunswick is below that at $11,348 per student. So this is, his question is patently wrong. He's wrong, okay? In 2022, we spent $71.9 million. And in 2003, we spent $75.7 million. We're in good standing with the state, thanks to our voters who gave, you know, approved that new money. That we were in a similar position to Medina right now, where we were entering into a cautionary period with the state, like either get new money or cut a lot of services, right? That's where Medina's sitting right now. Our budget, somewhere around $75 million. Medina spent $90 million last year. Okay. So that's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
And they're currently seeking a levy for new money that will add an additional $14 million per year.
Wow.
So I don't know where this data came from.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we said we were going to ask, you clarified.
For sure. And we talk a lot in our school district about internet safety, responsible sources, responsible data. What bothers me about this is that it's there and people are reading it. And unless they're listening to this,
they don't believe this.
Right. So that's pretty scary. So I would ask that people, you know, if you've got a question like this, I'll help you find the data, but don't put it out there like this, and because that's what keeps me up at night.
How could they contact you for any questions that they couldn't get to us?
Oh, for sure. My email address is on the website, and maybe you guys can flash it. You know, you guys are really your tech. Yeah, I mean,
the Bat Studio will do that.
Right. Yes. My email address anytime. Absolutely, I'm happy to answer any question. Then he makes some claims about, he compares our students to Medina City School students. I don't like to do that. These are children, right? I'm going to clarify that and the fact that no student should be judged solely on a test score. That's a pretty ridiculous kind of thing, you know, a 75-minute test for a year-long worth of learning is probably not an accurate depiction of how much someone has learned. That being said, if we do look at those state report cards that measure a couple of different things, not just test scores, Medina and Brunswick both scored a 4.5 out of 5 stars on that report card. Medina County was the highest average in the state.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So I'm thinking we're both doing pretty darn well. And if we look into those different categories that the report card judges, we were equal on every single one except that Brunswick scored 4 stars on early literacy while Medina earned 3 stars. So I don't,
a little bit on some of that stuff.
I think so. And I would encourage this person and everybody else, you know, go ahead and look at that report card data. but take it with a grain of salt, because it doesn't show you what our students are really doing and learning. And it, I would ask that people come to events, come and see what our students are doing on the stage and on the field and in the community. You know, like, how many, follow us on social media and see how many students are getting their articles published through the Beat. See how many students are putting together a lemonade stand to raise money for an inclusive playground. How, you know, we have amazing students doing amazing things. We have students in Princeton. We have recent grads who've gone to MIT. You know, you're not seeing that
right
on a report card.
Right. You know, the journey of a Blue Devil is really something that I like hearing about, how they become citizens of Brunswick and not just, you know, not just numbers, not just reports, not just scores. They become part of the community.
I love our Journey of a Blue Devil. It really is a focus on teaching the characteristics that we want kids to have before they become adults and become our citizen, you know, our neighbors, right?
So I just saw that on the middle school sign on the way over here, actually. Can you, one of you, both of you, tell us a little bit about what is that? What is that?
Tell me your impression of it.
It's
as a parent.
I mean, I love it.
Yeah,
I,
as a parent, it's just teaching them to be respectful, how to communicate, you know, things that you don't measure with numbers. You measure with feelings, with, you know, just how they just, yeah.
So it's not quantifiable data, right? Mm-hmm. It's not going to, you nowhere can you measure empathy, which is something that we're trying to teach our students to feel and to express, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to put themselves in other people's shoes and be better citizens, better neighbors.
Yeah. Well, and we've had so many that have gone on to trades and stuff like that and mm-hmm. opened their own business here in mm-hmm. in Brunswick, you know?
So there's a good indicator of whether or not Brunswick City Schools is successful. Think about all of the people who come back or settle here, right? You and I are transplants, mm-hmm. but I've lived in Brunswick more of my life than I've lived anywhere else.
Same.
And I wouldn't be surprised if my kids come back and settle here. There is a different podcast done by Brunswick City Schools. It's just a fledgling project that's mm-hmm. getting off the ground, but they were talking about how many families come back.
Sure.
Think about how many of our teachers are graduates of Brunswick City Schools. Mm-hmm. You don't go back and work for a place when you didn't enjoy your time there.
Right. Any last words?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Issue 6, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. It will be, early voting is happening right now. You can go down to the Medina County Board of Elections, even on tomorrow, on a Saturday, and cast your vote early. Mm-hmm. Or you can wait and go to your normal polling place on March 19th. Please vote yes for issue 6 so that we can continue the momentum that we have here in Brunswick City Schools.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely cleared up a lot of
questions
that we had.
Yeah, and I think we also should probably give a plug to March 16th. If you're interested in driving a school bus for the city, stop up and they will actually let you drive the bus. I forget the time, but we'll get it out there to you guys again. But just want to make sure we plug that in there too, in case anyone's interested.
Please come drive our buses. It'll be so fun. You'll love it.
Thank you again, Mary, for your time. Thank you, Bet Studios. It's been
another
great experience. We learned a lot. And if you have any questions, we're going to have Mary's email for you guys.
Yep. Awesome. Take care, Brunswick.
Bye-bye.
Bye.